Yeah. Praise God. Somebody say hallelujah. Well, anybody say hallelujah. Maybe I should have said everybody say hallelujah. That would have made things a little bit better. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How y'all feeling good tonight? Anybody feeling good tonight? Well, praise the Lord. Glory to God. We're going to study a portion of Scripture tonight. Does anybody know where we put the post? Oh, here it is. It was hiding. Hallelujah. Let's go to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. And he began to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. Some fell on stony ground where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprung up because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it was withered away. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it and yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprung up and increased, and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. Well, somebody say, praise God. And then it says, he said unto them, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. And when they were alone, they that were about with him, with the 12, asked him the parable. And it said unto them, Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of, praise God, the kingdom of God, and unto them that are without, all things are done in parables. How many are glad that you're not out, that you're in? How many are glad that you're in on what God is doing, and that you're not on the outside, that it's easy to perceive the things that God does? I'm going to talk to you tonight about some enemies of the word. Amen. Because everything that God does for you, he's going to do by what? The word of God. Every blessing that you got coming to you, it's going to come as a result of the word of God. And that's how God brings us abundance. That's how God does everything for us. And I tell you what, the enemy loves it when some Christians get blessed. Does anybody know why? Because when some Christians get blessed, I tell you what, lots of devils get blessed because they have the ability to do what? To steal. The devil has no ability to receive himself. He can't create. Amen. And he can't receive from God. So everything the devil's got, guess where he got it? From somebody. Amen. From some believer. Amen. Didn't have their guard up, that lost a promise. Amen. So the devil seeks to steal, right? Well, where is he going to steal? Amen. Who's he going to steal from? Is he stealing from Jesus? No. I don't think Jesus going to let him take anything from him. But he's looking to steal from you. Amen. He's looking to steal God's best from you. He's looking to steal your future from you. Amen. He listens to words of prophecies too. I mean, he sits at church and he listens to that word. What did God just tell Marty? Hang out, Marty's got something coming. As soon as she gets it, we're going to get it. Well, that's how the enemy works. I mean, anything that God, that the devil wants, he's going to have to get it through believers that don't understand. Amen. And you're going to have to understand how God brings things, but what to look out for and what enemies to guard ourselves against during word time. We believe that this is a season where God wants to do a lot of mighty things and a lot of great things. Amen? So we can expect someone. If God wants to do a lot, we can expect a lot of what? A lot of enemies, a lot of adversaries. Amen? But God doesn't want us to be ignorant of the devil's devices. The Bible tells he wants you to be wise on what God does, but he also wants you to be wise on what the devil does. You know, the devil can't pull out any new tricks. Amen. He does the same thing over and over again. And Jesus taught us all about the enemy here. And we're going to find out. And the first time it says, listen, hearken, there went out a sower to sow. Well, who is that sower? Who is that sower? That sower is the Holy Ghost. Isn't that sower? It's Jesus. looking out to sow. When you hear good promises and good words, a prophetic message or a debar, amen, that's the sower going out to sow the word in somebody's heart. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell on the wayside, and the fowls of the air and came and devoured it up. Well, I tell you what, somebody say fowls of the air. What do these fowls of the air represent? It represents demonic activity. Do you know there are certain people that will never receive a thing of God strictly on the base, not of their intelligence? Amen. Not on their desire, but it's just the devil. There are some people that the devil steals the word from them. If people aren't trained how to defend the word. And that's why you got to pray the Ephesians prayer. You know, I pray their minds would be enlightened and all those things. Why? Because the enemy wants people's hearts and mind to be darkened concerning the word of God. The devil loves to have you stupid. The devil would love to have you dumb concerning the promise of God. He didn't want you to hear God's best. He didn't want. If he can make you deaf, he can take your future from you. So the first enemy that you need to watch out for is the fowls of the air. Everybody say the fowls of the air. And you will find this to be true as we study this scripture. When you find people, you ever look at people just going, and other people getting so blessed, wow, I'm tearing. Somebody said, wow, where is that coming from? Where is that coming from? Somebody said, you got birds in your head. You know that? That's what Jesus taught. He said, some seed fell on the ground, and you know what? And the fowls of the air, somebody say, immediately. You know, I tell you what, you can tell your adversary when, if you can't keep a promise by the time, if you can't catch a word by the time you leave the church door, guess what your enemy is? Is your enemy the flesh? I don't think so. Guess what your enemy? Your enemy is the devil, amen? And you need to pray over your mind before you even get in there that the fowls of the air, amen, wouldn't come and attack the word of God. What would you call a fowl of the air? Anybody ever sat in church before? And the word of God's going forth and promises are going forth, and you just can't get your mind off the beans on the stove. Or you just can't get your mind off what you got to do at work. You know, you just can't focus. All these thoughts are coming in your head that you can't focus on the word of God. It could be a basketball game. It could be a race car match. It could be anything. Well, what are those things? Those things are the fowls of the air that are coming to you to destroy the word of God before it even gets planted. Everybody say the fowls of the air. Now, the devil's the easy one. Do you know that? Because you can resist the devil, and guess what the devil will do? He'll flee. You got to resist. You know, you got to resist a passive mind. You got to resist the passive mind, that mind that wants to wander everywhere, and you got to call it for what it is. The Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You got to tell the devil, this is not important what you're trying to get me to do, devil. This is just a fowl of the air, which is the enemy sent across my way, that I might not be able to have the word of God planted in my heart. Somebody say, rebuke the devil. That's why it's so important that we pray before every word. Somebody say, pray the devil away that the people might be able to hear. Well, this is even when Jesus preached. Do you know that Jesus taught that only 25% of the seed actually produces when he goes and sows a word out over a multitude, that four, you know, I tell you what, three people out of four miss it, but one get to hold it. So do you think everybody's going to catch the word of God? No. In Jesus' ministry, if three out of every four miss what God was trying to say, don't you think the devil's going to try to do the same thing today? That's the same thing in Jesus' ministry. So do you think we're distracted when certain people miss it? No. But we try to teach these scriptures so people can be on guard against the enemy and know what adversary comes their way. And you're going to fight one enemy. There will always be an enemy to the word of God. This one enemy is the elementary enemy. Now everybody needs to pray this over the mind of your children. You need to pray this over the mind of teens, over the amen, that the fowls of the air won't be able to come and to devour the seed that God plants in your heart. Now let's go to verse 5. You can get all of these things in there. In verse 5, and some fell on stony ground. Everybody say stony ground. Where it had not much earth. See, isn't that a trip? Stony ground that had not much earth, and immediately, somebody said, real quick, it sprung up. What does that mean? Real quick, they got excited about it. I mean, they were the ones that were screaming in the service, saying, hallelujah, amen, it's mine, it's mine. They're the first ones to cry, amen. Somebody say emotions. They got all emotional about it, and you heard everything about it. They were the ones ready to run and charge about it. But these people, somebody say amen. And I tell you what, we got to be careful. Somebody say, we got to learn to discern that it's only the enemy that would seek to destroy the word of God. And if you look at some of these Buddy Bell series that Buddy Bell is talking about, you know how many ways that the birds of the air will come against the meeting. Amen? You know, and the mature saints need to realize and learn. Amen? That's just the devil. Amen? Sometimes it could be, now I get a cough every now and then, but you know, I've seen the devil, amen, the fowls of the air manifest themselves in coughs. Amen? Sometimes the fowls of the air will manifest themselves in rebelliousness in little teeny children or whatever it is. Somebody say fowls of the air. Anything to distract people and to keep people from the word of God is a fowl of the air. But right now we're talking about this other enemy. And the fowls of the air, who's directly responsible for the fowl of the air? The devil. It's the devil. Now this second enemy, it says some fell on stony ground where it sprung up because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, somebody say the sun was up. Oh yeah. It's all right to scream and shout when it's real wet and the thing is up, but as soon as the sun is up, amen, it was scorched, and because it had no root, somebody say no root, it withered away. Well, I tell you what, these stony ground people can't stand the heat. People that can't stand the heat are people that are motivated by the flesh. Amen. The spirit can stand under pressure. Amen. But people that are trying to live this Christian walk, trying to endure the word in the flesh, they don't produce anything either. Amen. They might be able to overcome the fowls of the air and hear word. Amen. But as soon as the heat gets on, amen, where they got to make a decision on how they want to live and what they want to believe, they have to take it from the natural realm over to the spiritual realm, they fall away. Why? This second enemy is the flesh. Your first enemy is the devil himself. Then there's another enemy after that that will come after the word. Somebody say, the flesh. How many ever seen people in the flesh? It's not a devil, but they're just in the flesh. They're just in the flesh. You know, their attitude, their personality. There are certain people that are possessed by devils, but there are certain people that are possessed by themselves. You ever know that? And I tell you what, those are the worst ones to get out. People that are possessed with their own attitude, with their own opinion, amen, even though it may be contrary to the word of God. My way of doing things, amen. My daddy did it this way, my mama did it this way, and this is what I think, and this is where my emotion goes. I tell you what, people that are dominated by the flesh, you know what? You can't do anything with the word. Your flesh is an enemy to the word of God. Hallelujah, and you can't have anything from God unless you get it by the word. So listen, when the heat is on, everybody say when the heat is on, look out for the flesh. Amen. How many of your people know where you are? You're going to find one of your enemies. You can find your season. You know, this comes out of the four seasons of faith. Some of you that had the teaching concerning the four seasons of faith, you know that the first season, amen, is a season of intimacy, and that's the springtime. And during the springtime, God tries to plant words in your heart that you might be able to live, right? And usually during that season, you can expect the devil to show up. Amen? Because the devil wants to plant some seeds too. Amen? Well, during this second season, this second enemy is going to come up. So after you've gotten the word, you can expect the flesh to fight. Amen? You've overcome the devil. Amen? You said, boy, I got this word on the inside of me. The devil didn't steal it from me. Sooner or later, you got another enemy on the inside of you that you got to deal with. And that flesh does not like the word of God. And you must overcome them. Say, my flesh is the enemy to the word of God. And that's what you get in verse 5 and verse 6. Verse 7. And some fell among the thorns. Somebody say the thorns. And the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. Now what do these thorns represent? Everybody, when they start out, first of all, they got to get deliverance from the devil before they can even come to church. Amen. Then they got to get deliverance from their own understanding, their own head. Then after they get it going for a little bit, you know, it's rolling for a little bit. You got all your stuff together. Then everybody else starts to talk about your Christian walk and talk about what you believe. Is this right? Is this wrong? You know what that is? Those are thorns. Those are thorns. And thorns, you know, that's the third enemy. The first enemy that you endure, you can overcome the devil. Then you overcome your flesh, and then your buddies come. Your buddies can be those thorns that aren't after the word of God. And you know what the thorns represent? Somebody say the world. You don't need all of those things. You know, do you know the world is contrary to the word of God? They don't want you to know the things of God. You can expect it. That's how they steal from you. The only enemy, somebody said, all my enemies is the devil. I tell you what, well, the devil's got lots of children. We learned that out from this morning, didn't we? You know, if they're not following after God and loving God, he said, you're of your father, the devil. So not only is the devil out there, but the devil got lots of grandchildren. Amen. And they're all over the place, and they are just like their father, and they want to steal the word too. So you got to realize, they say, one of the enemies,
Be on the lookout. Amen. If they're not on fire for the Word of God, they're going to take it from you. I don't care if they might be smiling on your face. I'm so excited about you in church. Amen. But I tell you what, as soon as that Word gets good on the inside, if they're not running for that Word, they'll be coming against that Word. Jesus taught these things. He said, enemies of the Word. First one's the devil. The second one's your flesh. The third one's is your unsaved. Amen. People that are not walking in the same light that you're walking in. Somebody say, here it is. It said, and some fell among the thorns and grew up, and it choked, and it yielded no fruit. Somebody say, grew among. Notice that it said that grew among them. It's hard to grow among thorns. You know, see, there are many times, see, many people try to grow up and grow a lot. They're going to grow up and be what God wants them to be. But everybody else, these old wild branches. I said, somebody said, it'll choke you later on. Many people got relationships with weeds. And that weed doesn't look like it's going to be much damage in the beginning. Amen. Oh, they don't say anything. But as soon as you start to produce some fruit, amen, and as soon as you start to look like Jesus, that weed is going to start to choke the Word of God. That's why Jesus said, have no fellowship. Amen, with those that are in the world. Why? Because you think you're better than somebody else, it'll choke you. Somebody say, it'll choke you. Watch. I tell you what, you don't have certain things. If you just follow the Scripture, you'll be okay. You don't have to go through all these mind trips. Say, what, you know, what common bond do you have with anybody? How can you walk in light when somebody else is in darkness? How can two walk together unless they agree? You can't walk with anybody that don't agree, even though it seems right for the time. I've seen many people, you can tell, nope, not the same yoke. Glory to God. This one's got the Word, the other one doesn't. Sooner or later, it'll grow up and one will start to choke the other. Somebody say that third enemy. Third enemy is the world and those that are in the world. Somebody say amen. They will choke the Word of God. And then sooner or later, you got to get to the point. And you will find somebody said went to a meeting. I don't know if it was you who was telling me about this. And people were getting saved. And he said, I want you to mark something. I want you to take a survey of all your relationships right now. And within 6 weeks or 6 months, if you stay in this Jesus thing, you'll have a whole new set of relationships. Somebody say, the world will choke the Word. The world will choke the world if you let it. Amen? And don't allow the world to confirm the Word. Or to explain the Word to you. Amen. There's no mixture. Amen. The world will choke the Word from you. Somebody say, absolutely no compromise. Seriously. I mean, that's the truth. You know, and when you find people that want to walk, they'll learn sooner or later. People say, oh, Pastor Rod, sow this and sow that and all this other stuff. You'll learn. Amen. It's in the Word. Amen. We try to tell you from the get-go. Amen. Amen. You start gasping for air. Amen. It'll choke the spirit right out of you. Amen. Anybody ever been there before? It's hard to, you know, you can go on an assignment by the Holy Ghost, amen, to minister to those people, but you can't grow with them. You're not of the same essence. You were planted by God, and who knows where they came from. Amen. I tell you what, these are some of the things that you can expect. These are some of the things that worldly people bring to you. Go to verse 19. It says this, and the cares, somebody say cares, of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things enter in and choke the Word and it becomes unfruitful. Somebody say cares. You ever notice something about people that don't have this, that don't know Jesus the way you do? They got a lot of care, don't they? They've got a lot of cares, a lot of concern about things. They all got stresses that you might not have. Amen. And I tell you what, their stresses and their fear, well, I tell you what, they do need to be concerned about their future. Because without Jesus, they don't have one. They don't have a covenant. Everything's not going to be right for everybody. And we need to stop telling people that. God will work it all out. No, God will redeem his people. Amen. You got to have a covenant for that stuff to worry about. You know, somebody doesn't have Jesus, tell them, you better work real hard. Amen. Better get two jobs. You're going to need it. Amen. You don't have the same covenant. But with you, it's a different story. Somebody else is on your side. God desires that every man be saved and their salvation will bring them a brighter day. Salvation brings a brighter day. Amen. And many people want to bring the brighter day without Jesus. Jesus is the factor and Jesus is the issue. And when you get Jesus, you get a brighter day. But without Christ, there won't be any bright days, so stop promising them.
Hallelujah.
And it says, the cares of this world and the deceit of riches and worldliness, these things will choke the word. So your third enemy is one, worldliness and ungodly relationships.
Somebody say ungodly. Somebody can be in church and still be worldly.
How do you find worldly people? What are the fruits of worldly people? Right here in verse 19. Always talking about, I need this, I need that, amen. My future, what I can do for myself, amen. Somebody say cares. They always got a concern, and they're always got a care. Amen. You're not thinking about those things, but they want to make sure you think those things. And they'll keep talking those things until they choke the word of God right out of you. Worldly people will steal the enemy, and they are an enemy of the word. Somebody say amen. Last but not least, somebody say amen. And others fell on good ground. Somebody say good ground. Thank God for good ground. And see, this is what we need to hear right now, so you can watch out for every one of your enemies. Somebody say break up the fallow ground that you might be able to hear the word and produce some fruit. Is this helping anybody tonight? Amen. That you're able to identify some of your enemies. Amen. It says, listen, and others fell on good ground and did yield fruit and spring up and increase and brought forth some 30 and some 60 and some 100. He said unto them, he that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say. Everybody say praise the Lord. Say it again. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to read this to you to back up what I was saying, because I was talking my opinion. I'm just going to read through this starting at 15. Verse 14, start there. The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside who the word is sown, but when they heard it, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And that's really scary. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it. Somebody say they get it right away. And with gladness. Somebody say lots of emotion. But have no root in themselves, but they endure just for a little while. Anybody see little while people? Anybody see? I'm not out for people that get excited for a week, amen, and for just about 3 or 4 months, amen. These are little while people, amen. The race is not given to the swift, nor to the strong, or those that appear strong, but the people who have the ability to endure to the end. Fleshly people get excited right away, amen, but spiritual people have a heart to hold on to a word and not let it go, amen. But these people, listen, they endure but for a time, but afterward when affliction, somebody say affliction, or persecution arises, and you will be persecuted for the word's sake, amen, and they are immediately, somebody say immediately. I'm going to tell you what fleshly people do. They always get offended. And you can tell what enemy's in your back door by your attitude. If you find yourself always getting offended, and somebody say offense is not an object of the devil. I mean, the devil can just take it from your heart. Amen? But in order for you to get offended, you got to have some flesh to agree with an attitude or to agree with a notion or to agree with something. Amen? Don't blame offense on the devil. Offense is a conscious decision of an individual. Amen? Somebody said that's an issue of the flesh. So when you, anybody been offended lately? Get offended short, get offended quickly. Amen? Ooh, that made me so mad. I tell you what, that's an enemy. That means that some flesh has got to die. Amen. The Spirit loves the chastening of the Lord. It loves to be corrected. It loves to be reproved. But I tell you what, that flesh hates to die. Glory to God. It gets so mad. Amen. Somebody say, don't get mad about it. Do something about it. Amen. You just got to realize, say, woo, hallelujah, that's the flesh. And I got to put this flesh under. There's one thing to handle offense. You know how you handle offense? How do you get over it? Somebody say, fast it out. A good thing when you find, if you're finding that this flesh season, amen, the season of the flesh, that you get all excited real quick and you can't hold your joy. If you can't hold your joy past Monday morning or Tuesday, you know, or past the meal on Sunday night, glory to God, the devil is not your problem, it's your flesh, amen. And I would recommend a supernatural Holy Ghost fast. Somebody say it's time to kill him. You can knock out the devil with a rebuke, amen, but you got to slowly crucify the flesh. Somebody say the flesh doesn't die overnight. Amen. It must be what? Tortured. I mean, you can spend 20 years trying working on the flesh. Amen. That thing gets keep coming back and keep coming back. It's not of the same essence of the devil. You can't say, flesh, I rebuke you. Get thee behind me. It ain't going to go nowhere. You got to slowly starve that thing out and discipline your spirit to keep it under. It's a battle. I tell you that. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, you know what? That uncontrolled flesh will become an enemy to the word of God. And sooner or later, it'll win out. We learning anything tonight? Hallelujah. And have no root in themselves and endure for a while, but after a while the persecution and affliction come, they are immediately offended. Somebody say glory to God. Spirits don't get offended. The flesh does. Because the spirit knows the things of God, knows the heart of God. Amen. Spirit wants to go in the right way. Amen. I tell you what is the river of offense? Is the river of what? Deliverance. Amen. When God wants to deliver you from something, amen, you can catch that spirit of offense so prevalent. Amen. That means deliverance is right there. Amen. Doesn't mean you're in trouble. It means you're about to cross something. Amen. And something's getting a little bit nervous. Amen. Flesh likes to stay comfortable where it's at, but God wants to push us on to higher things. Amen. If you don't feel like you're getting messed with, amen, you're really not going anywhere. Amen. Hallelujah. And they are immediately offended, and these are they which are sown among the thorns, which hear the word, and the cares of this world. Somebody say, this is the most one for people that have grown up in God, that have crucified the flesh. They got all their stuff together. They got spiritual. They've overcome the devil, and they've started to get some return. Amen. And these are they, and the cares of the world, and the deceit of riches, and the lust of things enter in and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. When the word starts to work a little bit, they get caught up by the return from the word, and they lose it. Do you know we've seen this a lot? We've seen people broke. I mean, church rat broke. Amen. Rex has seen it. We've seen experience and believe God for great mighty things, and they've held on to the word of God. They've crucified the flesh, and they brought in big return. And as long as they were under a rock, amen, they loved God with all their heart, with all their soul, and they would receive a word and get a word. But as soon as they got a little bit blessed, amen, instead of those things causing them to have a heart of repentance, amen, the cares of the world came. That's one of the things that Rita and I had to quote, can you stand to be blessed? Can you handle the blessing of God? I tell you what, God wants us to be so blessed that you're going to need, people need the Holy Ghost to help them out through hard times, but you're going to have the Holy Ghost and give him a new title and let the Holy Ghost become the manager of your blessing. Amen. Allow the Holy Ghost to manage your blessing, amen, so that you don't get deceived, amen, by the world when things get to going good for you, amen, that you don't get caught up in the cares of this world, amen, hallelujah, that God will deliver you. You don't have to go down the same road that everybody else has, amen, that you can make a quality decision. No matter how good the apple looks, you don't have to bite into it, amen, because you want to do God's will for your life. But when you got cares of the world, you're not able to make a spiritual decision. You're making decisions what's based on the outside. And they choke the word. These are they which are sown on good ground, which hear the word. Somebody say, one, hear the word. Now, that first one that we said, enemy, when the devil's after you, can't even hear the word. When you find people say, I can't hear the word. You know, I just can't understand it. My mind can't receive it. Well, that's not the individual. And that's not ignorance. That's the devil. Amen. Satan's people can't even hear the word. Okay? They are the ones that hear the word and, somebody say, and receive it. Now, people that are in the flesh can't receive. Amen? People that are oppressed by the devil can't hear. Amen? But there are some people that can hear, but after they hear, they can't receive because they're dominated by the flesh. Because you can't receive anything in your flesh, you got to receive it by the Spirit of God. So if you notice that he's going through this again, those that hear the word and receive the word, these are those that have overcome the devil. These are those that have overcome their flesh, amen, and bring forth, somebody say glory to God. They bring forth even in the season, amen, in the midst of all kinds of worldliness, and they bring forth some 30 and some 60 and some 100-fold. And that's what God wants you people and us to be like in this day, amen. That we hold on to the word of God and we value the word of God and we stick to God. Amen. And we oppose every enemy of the word of God because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And that means we need to value the word of God. Amen. Value the taught things of God. And look out for the enemy, because he's coming to steal. Amen. Hallelujah. Is that good tonight? Well, why don't you stand up right where you are? Hallelujah. Praise God. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you're an alien, you didn't get, amen. Those of you, amen, that are having problems, amen. I tell you what, the spirit of deliverance is so strong. Amen. The spirit of deliverance is so strong. It's not God's will that any man would perish. Amen. That we would all come into the knowledge of God and be saved. Amen. And be saved. Amen. And tonight I want you to confront every enemy of the word of God in your life. Amen. And pray about that enemy tonight. Amen. Find out and say, God, you want me to live by this word? You want me to abide in this word, Father? Amen. And I want to produce some fruit. Somebody say, amen. And if this word's coming out towards you, and if we taught the word of God and the things of the word of God, you can expect these enemies to come your way. Amen. So you need to confront it. Say, somebody say, be on the lookout for the enemy's devices. Why don't you just start praying in the Holy Ghost concerning that area right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your Father. Start to rebuke the devil right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say, cares will not steal God's blessing from me. Hallelujah. Deceit of riches will not steal God's blessing from me. In Jesus' name, the devil won't steal the blessing from me. And my flesh, negative attitudes and negative habits, they won't steal God's blessing from me. But I'll grow up, amen, and I'll be a fruitful vine, amen, that will bring forth fruit in my season in Jesus' name. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, we're going to take advantage. Somebody say, take advantage of this season in which we dwell in, and this season in which we live in. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, before Jesse comes, Denise was sharing something with me this morning. Do you remember what you were talking about, that revelation that God had given to you? Why don't you come up and quickly share that revelation if you have to pray in the Holy Spirit to get. Do you remember? Is it? Okay, hallelujah. Somebody said you got to be instant, in season, and out of season. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. You may be seated.
This morning, or yesterday, actually, I was kind of having a restful day, and I was praising God a lot and just kind of fellowshipping with him. And he brought something onto my spirit. Rita had shared with me Friday about her trip, and had asked her about it, and she's been joyous since she came back. And she mentioned about it rained, and she said it had rained 8 days out of 11 that she was there, and she had been looking forward to that trip, but she didn't let that steal her joy. And then we went to go on our trip, and we had storm came along, and we had to wait 2 days to go and almost didn't get to go. And so I used Rita as an example and held on to my joy, and she prayed for me, and I held on to my joy through it. And God was telling me yesterday, just kind of showing me different people that have held on to their joy, yeah, even in spite of things that have been attacking them. And God was telling me, he said, because of this, that there is a big blessings coming for everybody who has maintained that level of peace and joy in spite of what's going on. And for us to grab a hold of that, because there are blessings coming because of that. And it was in line with a teaching that Pastor Rod did, I believe, last Wednesday or sometime recently. But there are, so hold on to your joy and your peace.
We have a lot of givers today, so I'm prepared. So we'll leave when all these are gone. Amen. Did you enjoy the word tonight? Was it good? It was a word about the word. Amen. It was good. Good stuff. That's how we live. Yes, sir. Well. I think that we are on to the next level. I think this is a preparation season for growth, for maturity. I believe that God is trying to raise up people that can be leaders in the next season, that are strong in the Word, so that more people can come in. You know, I always think it's interesting that when the Jesus first went to the disciples and they caught all the fish, their net broke. But at the end, they caught the fish and it didn't break. And that symbolizes something. You know, we can catch all these fish, but if we're not prepared and the net breaks, what good is that? If we lose people, that's even worse than if we hadn't gotten them at all. And so I think God's trying to build a foundation to bring people into. I don't know if that's the answer you're looking for, but that's, you know, that's been what my heart has been and what I believe, you know. And the Word's not going to happen the way God wants it to until we can first receive it and then water it, because people are going to come in here that aren't going to be able to digest it all at once. I remember when Chad and Chris first came, well, and I took them back in the office one day and went over one of Pastor Rod's messages, and they're like, "Thank you so much. I didn't understand it at all when he was talking about it. It was way over here." But I was able to break it down to a level that they could understand, because not everyone has the whole Bible memorized like Pastor Rod does. So, so I was able to take it and break it down for them, you know, watering the seed. That's important, because that's how fruit is going to be produced. And, you know, when we go out, when we say amen and we all run out to the coffee bar, are we watering the Word, or are we watering weeds? What are we doing, you know? And so it's important that we learn how to receive the Word. We won't be able to water something that we can't receive ourselves. And this is an important teaching. I had written in my Bible, I don't ever remember you teaching it this way, but somehow I had written my Bible beside each one, the devil, the flesh, the world. And that's pretty, I thought that was pretty interesting. But we got to know who our enemy is, and we got to understand what season that we're in, and also have wisdom when you're helping someone out, judging their season, where they're at. If their enemy's the devil, and you're telling them to quote, you know, you're rebuking their flesh all the time, and you're not helping them in the proper area, then you're going to be working in vain. You need to know how to encourage people to be able to receive the Word. The Word is what makes a difference. People that don't receive the Word don't last. The Word is the only thing that will cause you to remain and stay and to grow. I like Sister Bell. I mean, it's been a little over a year now, but she was immediately excited about the Word and received it, bought up all the CDs, but it wasn't like someone that had no depth, because she kept buying them. She buys them to this day. She keeps listening to them. Even when she has company over, she plays them at night so they can't go to sleep. She's got that Word. She's got the Word, and she's feeding on it, living off of it. We've got to learn to do that. That's our spiritual food. We can't survive without it. So that's a good example of what the Word will do to someone. We got to encourage people in the Word. So, yes. Let's stand up. I'm going to just keep passing these out. I'm going to give everyone 10. today? Interpretation, anybody?
As a lot of you know, we went up to Coolidge Thursday to do a healing rally up at Tanya's father's church. And we got up there, and Pastor Rod started playing, and the worship team was going at it, and everybody was just standing there. And I felt like I was in a dead church. I really did. I mean, there was just nothing. And I think Belle felt it too. And we were trying to get people in the spirit. We were trying to clap our hands, and people were just standing there. I mean, it was just like they were mummies. It was unbelievable. And it was pretty much that way through, I'd say, about three-quarters of the worship. And they finally, a few people started getting with it. When Pastor Rod came down to speak to people and taught a little bit about healing, you could just see the Holy Ghost fall. You know there's a good meeting when all the chairs are pushed as far against the wall as possible. There were people that got blessed that night that had never been blessed before. People were just falling like crazy. There was a woman there who was declaring very emphatically that she was a Southern Baptist and she wasn't going to fall, and I never saw a woman fall so hard on the floor in my entire life.
They were falling the creek at evil.
Yeah, it was just incredible.
It was ridiculous. It's a wonder. I mean, people were hit going from straight to floor in the back.
In piles.
And we were amazed because it was such a dead meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just dead, and I was just thinking, when do we get to get out of here?
Yeah, I was thinking too. It's like, this is going to be a long night.
I was trying to ignore him.
He came up three times to ask you to come down and take the meeting. And
every single, and they filled this healing meeting. And we were glad that there were three other ministries that were really doing this healing ministry. And they filled the healing ministry. And I didn't sense any anointing to get a thing to heal.
No.
Every single one.
We had, I don't know how many healings there. Ears. Well, Jackie did.
Jackie
did.
Who hit you?
You did.
Yeah, I just went like that.
No. No. Bam.
Praise God. But people were healed. Amen.
It was incredible.
We want to do that because we discern an anointing. You know, this thing is different. We discern an anointing. We don't have to have long meetings or something like that. Sometimes the shorter ones are better. Our devotion, if your devotional life is stuck, you need to be in the survival group. Okay? If your devotional life has hit the
Okay, you ready? Got your seed? Need an envelope? Anybody need an envelope? No, no, no. Somebody that's not here right now. Let's lift it up real high. All right. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful day in your Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you for this week of revival. Lord, I thank you for this appointment that you've set up with us to work divinely in our lives and to change these circumstances that need to change and to move the things that need to be moved, Father. I thank you right now for meeting every need this week in Jesus' name. I thank you for the move of your Holy Spirit, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I thank you for this offering. I pray a blessing supernaturally on everybody in this room. Whatever they've been believing you for, I pray they get it this week in Jesus' name. And I pray the same thing for this ministry. The needs that this ministry has, I pray that they be met this week in Jesus' name. We thank you and we love you, Father. Amen.